From Tidbits on January 7th, 2013, this is Tidbits Watch List, notable software updates by Tidbits staff. Carbon Copy Cloner 3.5.2. Bombitch Software has released Carbon Copy Cloner 3.5.2 with a change in notification support for OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion users, shifting from Growl to Notification Center. Mike Bombitch details the reasons for the switch and offers a workaround to generate growl notifications before or after scheduled backups. The update improves handling MacFuse file systems, displays a breadcrumb-style indicator of the path to the folder selected as a source or destination, improves how Carbon Copy Cloner prevents a system from going to sleep during a backup, and fixes an issue with the OS X 10.8.2 supplemental update that prevented a backup from taking place. Additionally, the system requirements for a remote Mac are now the same as those for your Mac running Carbon Copy Cloner. Notably, backing up to a PowerPC-based Mac won't work anymore. Airfoil 4.7.5. Rogue Amoeba has released Airfoil 4.7.5, which restricts searches to your local network to prevent possible issues with Back to My Mac and iCloud. The update also fixes an issue with failing to open a DVD in Airfoil Video Player, prevents a crash if the transmit button gets pressed exactly as an output disappears, and provides some small improvements for Retina displays. A full Retina display update is yet to come. SpamSieve 2.9.6. C Command Software has released SpamSieve 2.9.6 with a fix for a bug that slowed down spam filtering operations in Postbox when running OS X 10.8.2 Mountain Lion. The update now understands that at iCloud.com, at me.com, and at mac.com addresses are equivalent for training purposes in Apple Mail, and SpamSieve also offers to load addresses from Microsoft Outlook directly rather than use the less-than-reliable sync services to perform that task. The release also removes flags from a message trained as good in Apple Mail, improves handling of invalid data received from a mail program, and improves interaction between SpamSieve and server-based spam mailboxes to prevent a trained spam message from ending up in the local spam mailbox. BusyCal 2.0.2. BusyMac has released BusyCal 2.0.2, a minor update that puts paid to several bugs. The update fixes some unspecified Google Calendar syncing bugs, a bug that prevented past due to-do items from showing in the to-do list, bootstrapping bugs with Daylight and Zimbra CalDAV servers, and a bug that occurred when entering start times between 001 and 0059 in 24-hour time. It also adds an option to print multiple months and weeks when viewing a custom number of weeks and days. Typinator 5.4. With the release of Typinator 5.4, Ergonus's typing expansion utility now enables you to export abbreviation sets using either tab-delimited text format or comma-separated value CSV format. The update also improves imports from Text Expander with conversion of date and time calculations, special keys, and input fields. The release also avoids a delay after opening the Typinator window for the first time, fixes an issue with default folder X, and provides improved compatibility with Photoshop CS6 droplets. BBEdit 10.5.1. Barebone Software has released BBEdit 10.5.1, a maintenance release devoted exclusively to fixes after the recent release of 10.5. Amongst the voluminous bug squashes listed in the often humorous release notes, the update ensures the markup menus H1 through H6 commands render the correct heading level, fixes a bug that would reinstall command line tools if they were already present and up to date, adjusts behavior for the clipping system to avoid a crash at startup, corrects line spacing for printed documents, and fixes a bug in which attributes couldn't be removed from existing markup by using the Markup Builder panel. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Egan Schmitz, and thanks for listening.